Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, this is delightful. I like this.
What is this? Is this the reggae or something like that?
Mm. It is reggae. It's, who is this, bud?
It's Kooneman.
What do you mean, Kooneman? Why don't you look at it, bud?
It's, Cranium.
Well, then it's Cranium and ain't Kooneman.
Man, you need glasses more than Mr. Henry does.
Yeah, no, you're blind as a bat, but I think Bud is blinder.
Well,
No, you really are. You need glasses. Go and get some glasses, will you?
You can't live on those damn, what do you call the thing? Yeah, Mr. Henry, you go over and you get the Deanie Dull ones.
Don't call him Deanie Dull.
Well, Rush Limbaugh did.
Well, that's, you know, Rush's purview. Yeah, you're right, I will. Okay.
Well, you've been saying, how long have you been saying, well, hey, Robert, how long has he been saying that? You've been talking about going over your eyes checked for a long time.
I'll go over and get my eyes checked, okay? I'll go over to LensCrafters.
What in the name? Do you want to lose your eyeballs? Why don't you just go ahead and take your eyeballs out of your skull and hand them to a bum? Because that's what you think of your eyeballs.
Well, what do you mean, eyeballs?
What are these?
Eyes.
Yes, but what? What are these?
Eyes. Yeah, they're eyes.
They're eyeballs.
All right, so they're eyeballs. I will. I swear to God, I'll take care of my eyeballs. All right.
Well, don't.
What's wrong?
I don't like the way you said that. You might want to roll back on that.
Why?
Take care of my eyeballs. You emphasize.
Oh, will you get out of here?
That is great. Talking dirty.
I'm not talking dirty. I'm the only one on this program trying to. Well, never mind. I've tried. Oh, excuse me.
You bumped my microphone level. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God, Phil.
God, Phil, it looked like you're going to rip her eyeballs out.
How'd you like me to rip?
Oh, my God, you're going to rip Mr. Henry's balls off?
You know what I'm going to rip up?
Hey!
Just sit down, will you? Come on. What are you doing?
I'm walking it off. I'm walking him off. I'm walking you off.
Welcome to the program, folks.
Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to see all of you. I'm just, whoo, baby.
Why do you do that, Margaret?
So I don't kill someone. Understand? Capiche?
Thomas, everything's okay. It's gonna be all right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Robert. What are you, Muddy Waters all of a sudden?
Everything's gonna be all right.
Sit down.
Sorry.
All right, so, welcome to our program, and oh my God, we've got a couple of things we're going to be doing. First of all, we are going to be talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. They've got some news to report for us on the Homeowners Association over there at Western Estates. Now, we have a couple of stories, one of which we're going to be talking with, I think, Jay Santos, right?
Yes, Jay Santos is still in upstate New York, and at present is there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, some news came to us. That's very, very troubling, General.
Yeah?
I'm handing it off to you.
Oh.
Never mind, I'll do it. God damn.
Well, wait a minute. Let me do it.
No, well, let's run at it again. Go ahead, Phil.
What are we doing, Margaret?
I'm trying to make this seamless. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to be,
You're going to hand it off to me.
Yeah. We're going to be talking with, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No.
No, what you gotta say, Mr. Henry, is there's a story that we've been looking at that we've been looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a story we've been looking at.
Will you do it like a man whose brain was in his skull when he was born, please?
There's a story we're looking at in upstate New York, Margaret.
Yes, thank you, Phil. Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are up in upstate New York. And apparently, information has come to us this morning, General.
Yes,
too loose.
Will you come on? No, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, it sounded like you said Don Imus.
Hey, Margaret, what are you doing so close to this?
What?
When you bumped the microphone, okay?
I was reaching for my compact case. I left it over.
Left it at Lester's.
I didn't say I left it at Lester's. I said I left it over there.
Sorry, okay, but when you reach it, you can't do that, okay?
I apologize.
Now, Margaret, we're trying to get, you know, a professional way of doing it and everything like that. What are you looking at?
God damn, General, I mean, Mr. Henry wants you to do that story.
I'm doing this so anyway, upstate New York, right?
Well, I wanted it tighter.
Well, come on, Margaret. I don't even got all day with this thing. I'll do it if you guys don't do it.
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is that the... Jesus Christ, what's that?
Oh, my God. Is that, That is Turner Classic Movies.
Turn that off, bud.
What?
Turn it down or turn it off.
Well, it's already turned down.
Turn it off, then.
It's So you think I'm distracted like a three-year-old?
Yes, I do. Everybody on this show, every time you look up and you see something up there, that guy looks just like Jesus.
Yeah, now who's distracted?
Sorry. Go ahead, General. What's going on in upstate New York?
Yeah, in upstate New York, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, apparently, they were up there, they had their rear ends parked in that parking lot, you know? What's the name of that place over there?
Yeah, it's called something like Billy, the Cobb Markets.
Well, it was called Cobblet Markets, I believe.
Yeah.
Cobblet Markets.
Yeah, that was a Cobblet Market. Anyway, they were parked there using that as their command post. And as it turns out, these two nitwits, these two guys that were, whatever you want to call the guys that escaped from prison, these two clowns apparently were seen in the area. And the, I don't know, they were walking around, but the Santos and those guys were playing grab ass.
Yes, so...
So Santos and his crew were playing grab ass while these two guys were seen?
They think they were seen. They think they were seen. All right? They think they were seen.
Yeah, they think they were seen.
Yes.
Okay, so they think they were seen.
Yes, they think they were seen.
Okay, and so the point being what? The point.
They were playing grab ass when they...
Oh. So in other words, these cats were...
They could have apprehended them if, in point of fact, this is who they were. Now, I can't say for sure.
I haven't heard any other news...
Well, a lot of this stuff is on the hush-hush. They don't like to tell people where this, that, or something else is. If, in point of fact, they do have them where they think they are. Now, that's Alan Price.
Turn the TV off.
Right. God... Jesus, Phil, you almost smacked Margaret.
No, I did not. I was smacked. So they thought they saw them.
Yes, they thought they saw them, and at the time they thought they saw them, and where they thought they saw them, Jay Santos and his crew were, General?
Well, they were running around in the parking lot, squirting each other with a hose.
You know, that guy's got a lot to answer for.
You tell me about it, man. I've been saying this for weeks. That guy Santos is a menace. You know that movie, Don't Be a Menace to South Central?
Yeah, well,
yeah. That's Jay Santos. Don't be a menace to the South Bay, because that's what you are, friend.
Well, are they still in upstate New York?
I believe so. Yeah, they're going to be reporting.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you went a little lead.
Hey, man, what did I say about that?
Quit butt pointing out every mistake, bud, like Phil does with me. You don't do it to him, but he'll do it to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Margaret, because I get to do that, because I am the host of the show.
As you have told us ad nauseum.
Yeah, we get it already.
All right. Now, I want to say a couple things, and the first thing that I want to say is...
Bob Bakian?
Yes, Bob Bakian's got the traffic for us. Hey, Bob, what's it looking like on this... On this beautiful, you know, California, man, summertime, it's looking good.
I'll tell you right now, Phil, it's going to be on tailwind. And if you're going to be having a tailwind, you've got to wipe it down because there's a lot of people out there going to be surfing in the sun and the sand of the sand. And they'll surf the sand of the sand. They'll salmon, slamming. And there'll be slamming the salmon out there on the sand if they haven't hanging out. If you're going to say I'm hanging out, I got to get down there and slam one. Hey, listen, Phil, if you're up the Pumpkin Freeway, then I was out to the desert. Got off your scan. There's a car alarm. There's a scan plan. And there's a car alarm out there going on with a scan plan. There's two guys kind of scam people. I don't want to do that at all. And I'll be on the gate line and gonna have to gape it up there. Get up top, it's southbound. You can climb down southbound. I'm gonna be southbound, you're gonna be northbound. We're all gonna have it in the morning. Hey, listen, folks, on Channel 16, Channel 55, and Channel 95, you're gonna see the great movies of Billy Boplin. Billy Boplin and the Godless Sign and the Crab Gun. Go out and see the Crab King there. Billy Boplin, Channel 15, tonight on Channel 15 News. That's Channel 15. Bob Bacon with the traffic. And this is Harvey Wireman with the news break. Well, it's come down to it. A growing number of retailers are hauling salads of the Confederate flag and relative merchandise in
merchandise.
Merchand? Yes, that's what I said. Merchand. What do you tell me?
You're blowing it again.
Who said that?
I did. You're blowing it again.
These are not the glasses, man. Get the...
Boy, I'll tell you, Harvey, at some point, they're going to have to...
Don't say it, Phil. Don't say that I belong in an old folks' home. Where are the glasses, man? I've got a granddaughter that I indulge, okay?
Yeah, at the expense of my show.
Oh, well, excuse me. This multi-million-dollar production of yours. Are those, honey? What are those glasses on the dachshund? Are those mine? Go get those glasses. Hey, Denise, why does she put my glasses on the dachshund? The cat is one thing. I can stand for the cat, even though it's humiliating. But to see a dachshund walking around this house looking like me...
Well, Harvey...
No. All right. So the mercantasy in reaction to its image as a symbol of Raquel Hatte, burnished by photos of the man Akused of gunning down the... Okay, let me have the glasses.
I want to show it.
Give me the glasses. I'm going to pick my grandchild up and I'm going to...
Harvey, don't say it on the air, Harvey.
Oh, we're on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. What do you think?
What a dickhead, man. I get up...
Well, I'm just asking you, man. Can you read it right?
Give me the glasses.
I don't want to.
All right, well, then guess what? Yeah, I scared the shit out of her. Ah, God damn it. She shit all over me. Put the diapers on her the right way.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. You've already carved this thing a new ass.
Oh, it's my fault, huh?
Well, I'm trying to get it done.
All right. Does your daughter live with you?
Yes, she lives with me. My daughter and her child, she lives with me. Because she's my... What, you got a problem with that?
No, I don't. I just... every morning, the...
Yes, my daughter lives with me because she's divorced. You know, it was more inexpensive. I got a big house here. You know, more room than I could possibly ever use in a million years, and they're welcome to be on the grounds of my estate, so...
All right, I just, every morning, the granddaughter's there.
Yeah, what am I hearing?
That's the music, the Eyewitness News theme.
Oh, that's the most irritating crap.
Well, Harvey, every news guy has one.
Oh, does he? I'm listening to that, I'm trying to do the news, and I'm hearing dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's enough to make me want to geld myself. I will take a rusty razor blade.
All right, okay. So what? So the story is what?
God damn, you just blew my ear out.
Yeah, Phil, you lost your glasses there. Well, at least I've got glasses to lose. You know, the problem with you, Phil, is forget it.
Yeah, okay. Is that what I got to listen to?
That's the Eyewitness News music.
Yeah, I know it's the Eyewitness. Nobody can hear a goddamn thing. Okay?
All right, Harvey, thanks a lot. We got it.
So you understand what's happening.
I'll do it.
I'll
do it, then.
Well, then change its diaper. Change its... Yes, I called my granddaughter an it. Change its diaper!
Harvey, you there?
What is wrong with that man?
Any number of things. Number one, he can't keep his granddaughter under control. He can't put on the right glasses. He can't read. And his granddaughter and his daughter live with him.
I thought she was married.
Well, apparently not anymore. All right, so that was a story that Austin Amarca, I think, is going to weigh in with us on, correct?
Yeah, I asked Mark the dog talk about a Confederate flag and everything. Is that what that was?
Yeah, the Confederate flag. I think he called it the Confederate and related merchandise.
Well, what's the story?
Walmart.
Oh, that's right. I went into Walmart yesterday as a joke. I wanted to get all of the little Confederate plastic flags, right? And my husband, Frank, is Jewish. I don't think I've made any secret of that.
No.
But I thought it would be funny when he came home, I'd have all these Confederate flags lining the bed, you know, as he was going to go in and soak in a hot tub before he climbed into the bed and got his book and we do the things we do. You're not interested?
Not necessarily in,
Yeah, I'm not gonna hear about what you do in a bed.
I didn't say anything about... Talk about that.
No!
I didn't say anything like that.
Well, I'm not interested, Margaret.
Did I say anything about what we do in the bedroom? I'm simply saying that because of the fact I had a migraine headache, if you listen to me...
Oh, you put the Confederate flags?
Yes, to bum him out.
So he wouldn't be coming on to you?
Exactly, yes. Because I had a very severe migraine headache, so I thought it would be laughs to line his bed and the stairway leading up to the master bedroom, because we have our wing, okay? And then Jason J. Delmonico has his wing.
What do you mean wing?
I mean a section of the house.
Well, like a big mansion?
Yes, yes, you might say that. We do have quite a bit of property.
All right, Margaret, so that's nice. So then what?
So then what?
So then what, what?
Well, so Frank walks in.
So you're laughing.
Well, look, Margaret, your husband walks in the door, and I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to say it. He walks in the door with a pretty severe hard-on, a very evident and probably a pants-ripping, you know, abonement. And
yeah, an abonement.
What do you mean an abonement? I am shocked.
All right. So what's the point?
Well, then he walks in. He's getting ready to really tear down some ass. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Well, there she goes.
Well, you know, you're talking. There's a lady in the room.
Well, she's the one that talked about having a migraine headache.
I didn't say that Frank was ready to tear down ass.
All right, Margaret, come on, will you?
Yeah, there's a guy. He's ready to go to work. He's ready to just tear into it. And she's got Confederate flags lining the bed. And the guy's Jewish. Man, that would murder every hard-on between here and Jerusalem.
Yay.
Thank you.
I thought that was, you know what? I thought that was lovely. I was prepared to be offended, but I thought it was lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't?
No, I did not.
Oh,
well, you just spit all over me, General.
I'm sorry.
We're going to be right back here on the Phil Henry Show if anybody cares what I have to say about things. You don't have to. Right after these words, it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And coming up, we got Bobby and Steve Dooley to talk to us about the Homeowners Association over at Western Estates, some of the recent rulings and meetings that they've had. Some pretty interesting stuff happening over there.
You know, folks, we really would love for you to write a review of our show on iTunes. You see, the metrics over at iTunes includes reviews, and it really doesn't matter, I guess, to a lot of us. I mean, if you download the show, that's enough. But for the people at iTunes, no, that isn't enough. They want reviews. So what we'd like you to do...
Margaret, don't talk about metrics, okay?
Well, that's what it is, all right?
About time somebody talked about it.
Yes. So if you wouldn't mind, when you download our podcast from iTunes or wherever you go to get it, please do, by all means. What is wrong with...
Come on.
Please do. You're punching buttons. It's very...
Margaret, let me do what I'm doing. You do what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Fine, Captain Kirk. So go over to iTunes and write us a review. Thank you and good night.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Download it at iTunes. Why did I say download it?
Download it.
Download it at iTunes and then write a review.
Yeah, write a review of our show. We appreciate that because it helps us, you know, with whatever. I don't know. Because people like the show, but we saw it looking like two reviews or something.
Well, Phil, you don't encourage people, you know.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of people who have the podcast and everything. They'll encourage people and tell everybody what to do with it and everything like that. And you never do that. So that's just one of the many things, you know.
Yeah, okay, man. Thank you very much. So Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and the big, big Homeowners Association meeting. Bobby, you want to tell us all about it?
Well, we do, Phil. First of all, our hearts go out to everyone affected by a lot of the news stories that we've been hearing about and the different things. I don't want to be specific, but I did hear you talking about
about the Confederate flag.
The Confederate flag.
Yeah, the Confederate flag.
Okay, Phil. I know what it is, Phil.
Well, no, you don't, because you were not pronouncing it.
Who is that?
It's Margaret.
Oh, my God. I thought I was doing an interview on the Phil Henry Show.
You are, Bobby. Please, Margaret. So tell us about what's happening over at Western Estates. What are some of the changes?
Well, we've had some significant changes, Phil. And first of all, I want everyone to know that our Summertacular is coming up. Steve?
Yep, the Summertacular is coming up, Ben. Official song of the Summertacular. Wouldn't it be nice to be together?
Oh, that's a lovely song.
Yes, it's the Beach Boys' Wouldn't It Be Great.
That's why it's called Wouldn't It Be Nice.
I'm sorry, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Wouldn't it? Well, Margaret, you sing so lovely.
Yes, wouldn't it be nice if you were there and I was too?
You know, the song has lyrics, right?
I'm doing improvisational lyrics.
Yeah, she does improvisational.
Well, anyway.
What is that?
I don't know. Is that a siren?
Let me look out. The siren, you gotta get going here. Okay, I just.
Well, if you need to take. What are you doing?
I gotta get out of here. Steve's got warrants.
I got warrants, man.
Slow down, Bobby, and pull over.
Bobby, pull over!
I can't risk it. Steve's got warrants and he's on parole.
Yeah, I'm not on parole. I'm on probation.
Probation?
What?
Probation!
I don't. Step on it, Bobby. Step on it.
Yeah, I gotta lose this guy.
Hey, I recognize that siren. Is that nut from yesterday?
Yeah, you're right, General. That's the guy that pulled over Verdoza.
Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure. Are you sure?
God damn it. Do you know who this cop is? Phil, do you know?
We think we know who he is.
God damn. Come on, Bobby. Step on it.
I'm trying to.
What kind of warrant? You pull over, Bobby, gonna get in an accident. What kind of warrants does he have?
He's got some chicken shit that he's been taking out.
Suspended driver's license. Oh, God. I spit on a cop, too. Come on.
All right. Okay, right here at the turn. God damn it.
Bobby, you are in big, big trouble here. Big, big trouble.
Oh, don't I know it? Okay.
God damn, what are you doing?
I gotta slow down. Hold on, Phil.
You better hang up, okay, and deal with this.
No, just hold on.
Kill the cop. Out of the car. Out of the car!
You want me to lay on the stomach?
Yeah, lay on your stomach.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, what we're hearing here is Bobby Dooley has been apparently after trying to elude the police.
God, what is she thinking?
I'll tell you something right now. That's a very serious charge.
Right. Spread your leg. Spread your leg!
It's spread.
You talk to my wife like that. You shut up. Passenger, shut up and stay in the car. All right, get up. Get up! Put your hands together. Put your hands together and stop here.
What is this about, officer?
What is it about? I was pulling you over, okay, for speeding, and all of a sudden you take off.
Well, I didn't know it was a police officer behind me.
That is a lie.
Hold on.
Hey, what are you doing? You, when I want to talk to you, you keep your mouth shut. Now, what are you doing anyway?
I didn't know there was a police officer. We're on our way to a meeting of the Homeowners Association of the Wenton State.
Oh, you gotta cry. Ma'am, I clocked you doing an excess of 90 miles an hour on a surface street, okay? Now, because you're trying to get elude me, you could have gotten into a serious automobile accident. And then on top of everything else, that's a felony right there. And then there's another felony, too, making, you know, just getting away from me and everything.
First of all, you have to understand.
Yeah, how come the fake siren?
Yeah, that's what you should say.
I'm on the radio on the Phil Henry Show.
Who? I never heard of him. What, is that your phone?
Yes.
Give me that thing. You're going to...
Hey, what the hell happened?
Oh, my God, the police officer took her phone away.
Yeah, did you hear what the guy said? Who? What a disrespectful oaf.
Wait a minute. She's got a story to tell. You know?
Yeah, on account of the fact that the guy was using he was using the wrong kind of siren.
Yeah, he was doing the siren himself.
You know, that guy is some kind of a lunatic, you know? He's out there going, ah, whatever the hell it is. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we ought to get Jay Santos on the line.
And what's he going to do? Jay Santos, he doesn't know anything about law. He knows, Jay Santos knows far more about eating boogers than he does about anything.
Jesus, H.
All right, well, how about Dave Oliva?
Yeah, get Dave Oliva pretty fast.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley unexpectedly have been pulled over by the police. Apparently, she was attempting to run from the police, which, of course, was not a smart thing to do. Get the phone. Will she be allowed to call back? I'll try her number again. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Hey! You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Me? I'm General Galen Shaw. Now, what do you think about that? She acting like a whore
and I'm a letter. Don't forget to get on our email list. When you get on an email list, then you know what's going on in a Phil Henry Show. If you don't, you don't know shit. You forget it, man.
Yeah, you don't know Jack. We're not allowed to use a dirty word, but you don't know Jack, man. You got to get it together, man. Pull your head out of your ass. Get on the email list, the world famous Phil Henry Show, and figure it out, man. Figure out what's going on, you know?
Get on the email list. All you got to do is go to the homepage of our website, and there's going to be a link that you click and everything. Yeah, man, it'll be great.
That's the email list for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Become a member of our email, and we don't spam you, and we don't bug you, and we don't creep you out. We give you a couple of emails every so often to say, hi, we're here, here's something you might be interested in, and if you don't want to read it, then don't read it, okay?
Shit. Well, don't be a pain in the ass, Margaret. That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show email list. Get on it. Become a member of our email family.
Say please.
And I know they really wish we would fall till we fall. I'm the big bad wolf.
All right, we got Bobby Dooley back on the line, I believe. And police officer, hold on. What we're trying to do here is just eavesdrop.
Know all that about that?
I didn't know that, officer.
Now, what was it about that?
My siren's broke. I told you people that my siren was broke. When you hear a police officer's siren, you're supposed to pull over.
But we didn't know. You were going, ah, or something like that.
I was doing the siren myself. I was going,
ah.
That doesn't sound like a siren. No, sir, it doesn't. Oh, you're a liar. I swear to God.
Mr. Henry is on the line right now, and you could ask him.
Who's this Henry?
I'm the host of...
You can't hear yourself. He's the host of the show.
I'm not talking to any host of a show. I'm going to process this crime scene.
Well, let me just say this. They're hearing it there in the studio, and your siren sounds like a...
Sound like a guy... Oh, are you going to say it sounds like a guy with no balls? Is that it?
No, it sounds like a guy that has balls, but they've been sucked back up
into the body.
Yeah.
So in other words, I'm sort of... My physical growth is stunted, and my nuts are still sitting up in there.
Hey, can that guy hear me? No, he can't.
So, what I'm going to do is ticket you for evading. I'm going to place you under arrest.
Please don't place me under arrest, sir. You can't place my wife under arrest. What will she do? How will I eat? She cooks all the meals.
I guess you're going to have to go to Burger King, okay?
Let me talk to that cop, okay?
Mr. Henry wants to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to Mr. Henry, okay? I don't want to talk to him.
Tell him, can you get Harvey? Get Harvey on the line.
Yeah, I'll call him up now.
We're going to conference in an attorney.
He's conferencing in an attorney.
Oh, is he really?
Woo!
Hey, look, pal. How are we supposed to pull over when we hear you going...
I didn't do it like that. I went...
Ah!
I practiced it morning, noon, and night to sound like a real siren.
Why don't you just get your siren fixed?
Because we don't have budget, lady. Because the tax dollars are going to this, that, and something else. Everybody's broke, man. They're reeling in the budget. We're tightening the belt, you know? We ain't got money for diddly shit. Excuse my language, and I shouldn't say that as a officer of the law and a public servant, but I'm telling you that now, okay?
Hey, you got him? Harvey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
Are you listening to this?
I heard a little bit of it, yeah.
We have an attorney on the phone.
Give me the phone. Yeah, this is Harvey Wireman. I'm in San Marino, California. Who am I speaking with?
Officer Wendell?
Officer Wendell, okay. Officer Wendell, I want to ask you something. Are you trying to tell me...
I'm not going to talk to you at all, lawyer, okay? I placed this woman under arrest. She can use you when she goes before the judge.
You got a fake siren, and you think people are supposed to pull over for that? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, and you did. You sounded like some guy that when he reaches down, he's got phantom nut, two of them.
Oh! Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Listen to this.
I've already heard it, and it sounds... It does. I wouldn't pull over for it. I might pull my pants down for it, but I would...
How dare you?
Well, I'll tell you...
All right, Harvey.
Wait, I'm on a radio show right now.
I don't care what you're doing, old man. All right, I'll tell you what, lady. I'll let you off with a warning, okay?
Yeah, I knew you would, because you've got no defense.
I want the record to show for anybody listening on the show. I didn't touch him.
No, I did. I slapped him.
Yeah. I should arrest you for domestic violence.
You're out here without a proper siren going, ah!
You know, it doesn't sound like that. All of you can go to hell. Everybody on the radio can go to hell. So, thank you very much. But I can tell you this. I have never in my entire life have I ever, and I mean have I ever, ever, ever been insulted as much. I get on my motorcycle every morning. I come out here and go to work to do the very best job that I can possibly do. And what do I got? I'll tell you what I got. I got you assholes. Forget it. I'm going to turn my siren on.
Yeah, you do that, okay?
Oh, really? Is that how it's going to be? All right. All right, here I go. You ready? Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Here I go.
What are you laughing at, Phil? That was very, very frightening.
Mr. Henry, that was scary.
Harvey, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Let me tell you something, Dooley. Okay?
Are you talking?
talking to me?
No, I'm talking to your husband, because that's the guy that ought to be on the lookout for this bullshit. It sounds to me like he wasn't.
I was doing everything that I could, okay?
You're the ass with warrants. You're lucky that guy didn't get around to looking up your warrants. He was talking to your wife. She was jawjacking it so much, that guy probably got really tired of it. I'll tell you this much, and I'll tell it through. All you have to do... Oh, shit, what's that? Yeah, I forgot all about those warrants, okay?
Oh, come on, will
you? No. I want you to appear, though. The judge is going to have to look at those. Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
What the f...
Phil, I'm a mother and a wife, and you almost said, what the fuck? So if you don't mind...
All right, folks.
What happened to Wireman? Because I got to talk to him about this. This is... It's not what I would call, you know, the... Forget it.
All right, well, Harvey, is he there?
Yeah, get him back on if you want.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with Harvey Wireman. Also, we have Dave Oliva. We have Jay Santos coming up. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say
hey, folks, this is David G. Hall reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. When you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, you've got almost 20,000 hours, maybe more than 20,000 hours, of some fantastic radio, legendary, record-breaking radio. The backstage pass also helps me take a little bit more time off. I'm supposed to be selling ad sales, but as long as you guys subscribe, I don't need to. I'm David G. Hall, and I... Sorry, I slipped and fell. I'm David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for The Phil Henry Show. Even though the show isn't syndicated anymore, it's digital, reminding you to get a backstage pass. Get a backstage pass today. Ow! What's that about? Don't poke me in the ass. And backstage pass today.
All right, man. There's a Beach Boys, huh?
Isn't that... I wasn't made for these times. Boy, I'll tell you, that's me.
Yeah, just so I heard.
Oh, is that... So you think I look like some old bitch, huh?
A little bit. Come on, watch it.
I don't like that.
All right.
I didn't say that, Margaret, but when you say I wasn't made for these times, you're opening the door on somebody making a comment about the fact that you may look like something out of a crypt, and I didn't say that.
I didn't say it either.
No, but you were thinking it.
I'm glad you don't look like something out of a crypt.
Well, isn't that nice? I don't look like something out of a crypt. Would you turn that god... Oh, well, the Beach Boys are wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Dave Oliva is going to join us on the Phil Henry Show. We also have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I want to find out the name of that cop. Did you find out the name of that cop?
Yeah, his name was Trindell or Tipdell or something like that. No, the name was Tipdell.
Tipdell, huh?
Yeah. And supposedly a highway patrol, but his siren broke to 3 days ago, and they haven't got him a new siren, so he's got to pull everybody over by doing what they call a mouth siren.
Yeah, they got to do a mouth siren.
Oh, is that right? A mouth siren.
Don't look at me. What are you looking at me like? I didn't make that up.
That's what they call it, Phil.
Oh, bull crap. They call it a mouth siren. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. I'll bet you that ain't even a cop.
Please slow down, Mr. Engel.
I bet you that ain't even a cop.
You bet he ate out a cop.
I didn't say that.
He said, I bet you that guy isn't a cop. He's obviously a cop because Bobby pulled over for him, at some point.
Well... And he had the blue lights and everything.
I don't know. All I do know is, good thing that we thought of that, or you, or whoever did, so she got away without the ticket.
No, but he's going to have to,
Yeah, that guy's got warrants, man. Every time I got a warrant because I'm black, they always ask, oh, they don't do it because you're black. You're always seeing racisms, and it ain't there. Hey, why don't you learn something about the world, okay? I know one thing. I know this much. You're a real dumbass. Come on, you guys. Ow!
That's right, man. One of these days, you're going to wake up and ain't going to be no nose there. No, 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 no.
I'm a Bennett.
All right. So Dave Oliva is going to join us on the Phil Henry Show. Won't that just be great? I'm going to talk to him about fake sirens. We're also going to get on the line here Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who is in upstate New York, and he's got a lot to answer for because apparently there was a sighting, or somebody said they saw a sighting of this guy. Oh, these two guys that escaped from the prison, they went by the Jay Santos location where his Citizens Auxiliary Police were, and apparently while these two guys had gone by, and Jay and those guys were supposed to be on the lookout, they were squirting each other with water pistols that they just bought at some five and dime. They were playing, and I'm quoting again the witnesses in the area, grab ass, throwing pieces of paper at each other, and just eating boxes of Bugles and throwing their wrappings all over the place. So
they sound like a bunch of slobs and pigs, and I don't think they should be representing your program at all.
They don't represent us. We have them on the line so they can do whatever the hell it is they're doing. With us on the phone right now is Dave Oliva from... Dave Oliva's from L.A. Canyon College. David, are you in the cafeteria there having some lunch or something?
Oh, right now, Mr. Henry, I'm actually not at L.A. Canyon College right now. I'm over taking my mother and my sisters to lunch. We're over here at the Fresh Choice.
Oh, okay. That's a great place.
Yeah, it's delicious. They're like, I said to them, you know, I'm going to be graduating soon. This is going to be my last summer, you know, before I go away to L.A. Police Academy. So I said to them, you know what? Treats on me.
Oh, Fresh Choice is delicious. They have wonderful selections.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I keep it lean. I keep it mean. So,
what do you eat, Dave, when you're going to be a police officer?
Well, for me, I eat like Salisbury steak.
Oh, you're talking about Salisbury steak.
Yeah, Salisbury steak.
Yeah, that's it. Salisbury steak. I have a small helping of peas, and I'll have a very slight, you know, very slight, almost indistinguishable helping of Caesar salad, and then I'll have tiny driblets of milk. I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll have a cup of cocoa. I have very, very small cheese wedges.
So are you on a diet?
Yes, sir. I'm always trying to keep my weight down, you know.
So you have small cheese wedges.
Yeah, I have a small cheese wedges and a very, you know, very, you won't even notice, like lemonade.
Do you have any dessert or nothing?
Well, yeah, I do. I have like a, maybe just a little tiny, teeny, eaty, weeny bit of chocolate cake, like a, you know, the thin slice of chocolate cake, and then I'll go back for one of those big chocolate chip cookies, and...
This doesn't sound like you're on a diet, Dave. It sounds like you're packing it on.
No, man. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm a general, okay? And...
Yeah, I know you're a general. So what does that mean? You like to, what are you, Jack LaLanne or something, man?
Jack LaLanne. Hey, look, don't be a smartass.
Yeah, this guy, he's on here, he's going like he's Jack LaLanne or something, you know?
Yeah, man. Hey, General, you ain't Jack LaLanne, are you? I'm not Jack LaLanne, no.
All right, well, then, you're talking about me, and you're coming off like you're all Jack LaLanne. Hey, why don't you go get some, like, tights?
Yeah, I'll dress up like Jack LaLanne, man, with the tights.
Yeah, go ahead and get some LaLanne tights, man. You know, LaLanne tights?
Hey, look, I'll tell you this much, whatever your name is, Oliver?
Yeah, my name's Dave Oliver.
All right, now check this out. I want you to understand a big chocolate chip cookie and a smidgen of cake.
I said it, just a smidgen. Mr. LaLanne, shit.
All right, knock it off with the LaLanne, okay?
Well, he sounds like he's Jack LaLanne. You know,
what do you mean, knock it off, all right?
What are you saying, like LaLanne? Dave, you have a very distinctive Hispanic, Los Angeles-centric kind of accent. And I don't think it'll serve you well in the professional world. I think you need to sound a bit more Anglo.
Oh, wow, man.
God, that's so racist.
No, it is not racist.
Well, Margaret.
Oh, wow, man. Are you trying to tell me I'm supposed to sound like what? Like Mr. Henry or something?
No, but you're going Jack LaLanne, you know.
What's wrong with that? That's the guy's name. Jack LaLanne.
Well, I kind of see Ms. Gray's point, you know.
Yes, you have a very regionally rich Hispanic Los Angeles, East Los Angeles accent.
Yeah, so what? I'm proud of where I'm from.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that people will treat you with more, let's say that they'll be more objective if the Hispanic on you, you're not oozing it, you know?
Yeah, so the Hispanic isn't oozing out all over the place.
Hey, Mr. LaLanne,
will you knock it off with LaLanne before I flip out here?
Sorry.
All right,
But don't you think so, Phil?
No, I don't. Don't do anything with your accent, Dave. You sound fine. You know, people got to get used to the fact that we're Americans. We have all different kinds of accents. Nobody's telling some guy from the South or New York to change their accent.
I beg your pardon, but they do.
When?
When you go for a part in Hollywood.
I'm not talking about being an actor. This guy wants to be a cop.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I know you don't want me to say this, Mr. Ambit, but, like, if Jack LaLanne came from East L.A., he would have to change it because he was going to be on TV, you know?
Hey, look, Jack LaLanne didn't have to change anything. That guy was in primo shape.
Yeah? If he was Hispanic, and it go, yeah, hi, my name is Jack LaLanne, and they go, forget it, man. I can't have you on TV talking to housewives with your tight butt and everything, because that dude would come on TV, Mr. Henry.
No, I know.
Yeah, he did. And you go, hey, I'm Jack LaLanne.
You know, you're doing that to piss me off, aren't you?
No, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, just tell about the LaLanne. That's all.
What do you mean, the LaLanne? The man's name is Jack LaLanne. And by the way, he had a lovely wife, a lovely home, a lovely career, and,
Yeah, and he used to pull a lovely tugboat across the San Francisco Bay with his teeth.
Yay! That's true, man. That's true. I'll give him that.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every year.
Yeah, every year Jack LaLanne would go, to the San Francisco Bay, Mr. Henry, okay? Check it out. And
yeah, then what he did...
I'm going to do it, man, okay?
All right, let Dave do it.
Oh, whatever, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, are you kidding me or something?
That was the general came up with it.
Just let Dave do it.
Anyway, LaLanne, like,
Oh, would you knock it off with the LaLanne?
That's his name, isn't it? So anyway, Jack LaLanne would go up to San Francisco Bay, and he'd... like, get a tugboat or something. I don't know how they do it, but every year he would do it, so they would probably say, yeah, you know, it's time for LaLanne to pull a tugboat across, like, the San Francisco Bay or something.
A tugboat?
Well, I mean, it was some kind of boat, you know?
Yeah, I believe it was like a tugboat or commercial craft of some kind.
Yeah, so LaLanne, you know, comes up from L.A., probably driving up all, you know, yeah, it's this time of year, man. And his wife's going, where are we going, Jack LaLanne? And he goes,
You think his wife called him Jack LaLanne?
Probably not. Probably just Jack, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
so that's what she said.
Yeah, so she goes, where are we going, Jack? And he goes, well, maybe he called her Mrs. LaLanne. You know, what happens if he called her Mrs. LaLanne?
Hey, Dave.
I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway, they're driving up there, and he goes, well, you know, Jackie or whatever her name. I mean, what's her name, Jackie?
I think it was something like Jackie. I think his wives had to change their names.
What?
Are you bullshitting me?
That's what I heard.
Well, anyway, all right, so he goes, hey, Jackie, we're going to go up to San Francisco Bay because it's the time of year for me to pull the tugboat, you know, across the bay. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's right. That's radical, you know, when you do that, that's trippy, you know. He's like, yeah. So they're cruising up to San Francisco, and they get on a mobile phone because back then they didn't have the car phones when Jack LaLanne was, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to say his name weird or nothing, Mr. Ernie. That's how I say his name.
I understand.
So he gets on the phone and he goes, yeah, it's Jack LaLanne, man. It's about time I'm coming up with my wife. I'm pulling a tugboat across San Francisco Bay, and I'm just saying you better have one ready because LaLanne, you know, LaLanne's on the way, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Probably said LaLanne's in town. Oh, you San Francisco weirdos and anything coming in from L.A.
Yeah, no kidding, man. San Francisco thinks they're all this and that, and, you know, but L.A.'s in town now, man, so you better get a tugboat ready.
Big deal. You think San Francisco gives five ripe turds? Those people up there got their own thing.
Yeah, I'd say they got their own thing, man. But when L.A. comes to town...
All right, will you knock it off, man? I thought we were going to be talking about this cop.
Man, Mr. Henry, you sound like you're having... You're this close to the epileptic fit. Because you're going...
You do sound a little bit ragged, Phil.
All right. So we're on our way to San Francisco. Just stick to the subject.
Okay, yeah. So,
And by the way, why are we talking about Jack LaLanne pulling a tugboat?
I mean, did you ask about it?
No, I did not. You're on here to tell me about that cop that was going, ah!
What, man?
Dude, you're the cop.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, do you want to,
Yeah, whatever.
God, man.
Mr. Henry, you need to go to the bathroom or something?
Yeah, it sounded like you were farting or something.
All right, tell you what. Put this guy on hold. Bud, shut up. General, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, what's that got to do with me?
You can do whatever you want. Get up, walk around.
Well, I'm going to get up and walk around because I can... it's about time for it. Well, I shouldn't say it.
Bowel moving?
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. And we'll be right back in a world-famous Phil Hendry show with more from Dave Oliva. And if we have a chance, if it's possible, if we're, you know, at all living right, we will also be talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Margaret Gray here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show merchandise store.
Yeah!
Yes, hats, clothing, pants. Well, not pants, but we have sweatshirts, we have hoodies, we have t-shirts and hats and shot glasses. It's a potpourri of wonderful fun things. You know, with the summer coming on, wouldn't it be fun to have your Phil Hendry t-shirt on and your Phil Hendry shot glass as you're sipping your tequila out of the shot glass, and then you have a coffee mug that you can pour I don't know what into?
How about coffee?
Sure, your Irish coffee. Well, whatever. Also, we have the downloads, we have the CDs. By the way, we are sold out, Bud Dickman, of the best of 2000.
That's right, Margaret.
The Best of the Phil Henry Show 2000 hard copy CD is a thing of the past. You're now never going to have it, and you'll never get to have it.
Yeah, that's gone, man, except, guess what? The picture discs. That's right, and we are going to be doing a very special thing with those picture discs this summer. So even though you can't get the hard copy Best of 2000 CD any longer, it's gone, it's sold out. Guess what? The picture discs are going to be up for grabs. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm Phil Henry, and
yeah, so that's Phil, and he just ended the... I was doing a thing.
That's all we need to do.
Hey, what is this crap here?
What are you talking about?
What music is this?
That's Slayer. You don't say crap. That's one of the very... That is one of the seminal metal bands of the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, that's Slayer, and I think that's a song called Regretless or Relentless. What's the name of that song, bud?
It's called Reptile.
Repentless.
Yeah.
That isn't even a word.
Yes, it is.
All right, Dave Oliva on the line with us from Fresh Choice in the Panorama City. Dave's there with his family. He's treating them to lunch today. That's very nice of you, Dave.
Well, thank you. I thought it'd be a nice thing to do, but I also got my nephew here. Hey, just if you don't mind. You can't have that, man. No. You get one entree, and you get one salad, and you get to have dessert. What's that? Is that the dessert that you had, or is that a new dessert?
I know dessert.
Oh, so you got two desserts? God, man, my nephew's like, he's hogging it down, you know.
Let the kid have a couple of laps.
All right, go ahead, man. So,
All right, Dave, let's get off of the tugboat in San Francisco, if we could, and get to the question that we brought you on the air about. What is this cop doing with the, all that stuff?
What?
The cop with the siren.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. It does not sound like standard operating procedure to me. And I would be very wary in speaking to the officer about it, but it does sound like he's had a busted siren. In some cases, you're allowed to do what they call mouth siren or cop as siren. I'll give you an example of it. We do practice it. Here's mine.
Jesus H, that's terrible. That's the rottenest siren I ever heard.
Wait a minute. I wasn't doing it right.
I'll say you weren't doing it right.
Yeah, what were you trying to do?
Sounds like you're trying to do the European one.
Yeah, that's it. Here it is. So the thing that I do that's different from a lot of guys, I do the Doppler effect, Mr. Henry. The Doppler effect is when the siren seems to change tone when it's going by you, only I'm not really going by you. I'll be behind the guy, and my siren doesn't work, so I'll be on my bike because I'll probably start out as a motor cop like that one cop, or maybe I will be in my own police cruiser, at which time I lean out the window, I go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So it's a Doppler effect.
What is the point of doing the Doppler effect when you remain constant and fixed in... I don't understand that.
Yeah, do you understand the question, Dave?
No.
Why are you doing the Doppler effect, as in the siren's moving, you're not moving?
Oh, God, because it's the Doppler effect.
Yeah, so what is the Doppler effect, man? Doppler effect is when a guy goes by, you go, do-do-do-do-do.
Well, it doesn't sound like that.
What sounds better than what he did?
No way, man. I do the Doppler effect.
Okay, you do the Doppler effect. You're doing a European siren. I just was asking, why are you doing that?
I'm doing it because the other cops are going, and it sounds gay, if you want my honest opinion. That one cop you had on? That's terrible, man. Ms. Dooley, I mean, if she knew what she was doing, which eventually she did know, but she should have just never pulled over for that guy. And, you know...
What happens if he pit maneuvers or something like that?
Well, then... What do you mean pit maneuver?
You don't know what a pit maneuver is.
No, Mr. Henry, I haven't caught up on Cops Reloaded, you know. I'm,
You can laugh all you want, friend, but,
My name is Dave. It's not for friend.
Yeah, his name's Dave, not for friend. Yeah, his name's Dave, not...
Shut up.
What I'm saying is, the pit maneuver is a...
Yeah, what's a pit maneuver? You don't have to watch Cops to know what that is.
No, but you did.
But you got that right.
Yeah, I'm not a cop either.
Well, a pit maneuver is like a pit maneuver. It's like, you pit, man.
Well, what does that mean, you pit?
You stop and get gas.
No, man. No, that's not what it is.
Are you trying to tell me a law enforcement student, okay, and I've got the Doppler effect and everything?
I don't give a crap about your Doppler effect, Dave. I'm telling you, the pit maneuver is something that a cop does to spin a car out that he's chasing. They hit the right rear or the left rear of the car and spin it out.
Oh, you are so crazy. You're out of your mind.
No, that's exactly what that is.
You're not keeping up on cop stuff.
No, no. You're not allowed to do that because you'll endanger the life and the welfare and the safety and the health being and the well-being and the health being of a citizenry in the area. Now, that's straight out of the book. That comes from the fifth floor, okay?
What do you mean, the fifth floor?
Are you quoting Dirty Harry again?
Well,
yeah, we talk about the pit maneuver. Everybody knows you're not allowed to do that.
Why don't you shut up, bud, okay? Hey, Dave, the pit maneuver is something that I've seen a million times on Cops.
There you go right there with Cops, man. You don't know.
Well, what do you think the pit maneuver is, man? You think it's getting gas?
Yeah, what else could it be?
I just got done telling you, but I'm not going to argue with you, okay? Ask your instructor, ask a teacher, anything.
Okay, but the point that you brought me on this program to do, you know, was the siren, okay?
Yeah, so how does this guy get away with going, or whatever the hell he did?
I don't know, man, but my siren is doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, okay, so you do the Doppler effect. Whatever.
No, the Doppler effect, man, is radar for the weather, Mr. Henry.
No, the Doppler, yeah, there's Doppler radar, but there's also the Doppler effect.
Well, what's the Doppler effect?
The Doppler effect is that audio effect that you hear when a siren goes by you. It sounds as if it's kind of changing.
Yeah, it goes like this, Ms. Gray. Okay, let's say it's the siren that you heard this afternoon.
All right.
Well, I didn't do it that good.
Nah, you suck, man.
Well, you know what, man? Do it better.
Go ahead, bud.
Okay, this is the way it's supposed to sound. Well, okay, that's not that good.
God damn, man. Sound like someone took your private part, stuck it in a meat grinder, trying to get the...
Take it easy, will you? What does it sound like?
If you do the Doppler effect with that kind of sound, it goes... Like that.
What are you talking about, man? Man, you are as dumb as it gets, as lame as it gets, as funny looking as it gets. I bet you when you said that, man, your nose got bigger, your ears got bigger, and you grew a tail. What do you think of that?
Yay! Oh, wait, why am I applauding that?
Yeah, that's how dumb you are, man.
Okay, so I don't believe anything you're saying, Dave. I think you're full of crap. I don't think you've studied.
Why would you say that, Mr. Henry? You've had me on your program many a day.
Okay, the reason why is because you're telling me that you don't know what a pit maneuver is. You're telling me about Doppler this, and I think you're nuts. I think you're not studying. I think your teachers would be shocked if they heard you.
Okay, then I'll get Mr. Dingler, and Mr. Dingler can call you up and tell you himself that I'm one of the best students.
If you're one of the best students in that class, we got big trouble with the cops that they're turning out these days.
You don't know what a pit maneuver, you jackpot? Look it up.
Okay, man, I will. I'll look up pit maneuver. Maybe we haven't taken it yet. Did you think about that?
How could a guy who doesn't know shit about cop work, me, know what the pit maneuver is?
You watch Cops.
Yeah, I watch Cops.
Oh, okay, Mr. Henry. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go home, I'll watch Cops, then I'll just strap on a gun, and I'll go out, and I'll kill somebody. That's what you want me to do.
Yeah, you made him upset and everything, Mr. Henry.
Oh, is that what I did? Did I make him upset? Did I make him cry?
Well, you were a little tough on the kid.
Oh, bullshit. Excuse my French. You know,
Phil, you're always saying excuse my French, but you never learn. You're always with the S word, the F word.
What is it with you guys? We just got done with this interview with this guy. Everybody here heard it. You heard all the horse dung this kid was laying on me. And now you're all of a sudden, hey, Phil, what's wrong with you?
Well, I just think you could have been a little easier on a kid.
Well, I'm not going to be sitting here with us. Yeah, I don't care if he's a student or not. He's not going to be sitting here telling me that, and by the way, we do mouth sirens when the siren isn't fixed. And,
well, we have been under budget constraints.
Oh, have we now? Let me tell you what. If we had one cop left on a police force in L.A. or anywhere else, the guy would still have a siren that works. It's mouth siren.
Here, this sound goes, doo-doo-doo-doo. That's what that guy did.
Okay, I already got the Doppler effect on the European siren. Thank you very much.
Why are you so upset?
Why am I upset? Why aren't you upset?
Well, Phil, look, you know, I mean, the kid's going to come out here and he's going to say, why did you get this guy? The guy I'm upset with is this Santos. He let two cold-blooded murders get away while he's out there squirting I heard he had the squirt gun, shoving it down guy's pants.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Yeah, apparently they were playing grab ass with a squirt gun.
Whatever that means. We're going to be right back here.
Well, I can show you.
No, you don't have to show me. We'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Grab ass with a squirt gun. Be right back on the Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. So lovely to be with you. Hey.
It's It's the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We broadcast from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
So we still have the microphone, right?
Yeah, we got the mic, the old mic. We're giving it away.
So folks, we are giving away our old microphone, and we're giving it away to a backstage pass member only. So if you have a BSP, it can be a new BSP. It can be, you can be one of our longstanding backstage pass family members. And we've got people going back years and years and years and years and years with us.
This could be us.
You can be in the running with a BSP to win our old studio mic. Now, if you're watching us here on Phil TV in HD, you see the mic. This is a brand new one. Well, our old studio mic is exactly like this Electrovox, except it's old and it's kind of funky. Who knows, man? Maybe you can fix it, or maybe you just want to put it in a little radio museum that you have, or perhaps, and I don't want to say, maybe you have a shrine to me.
Oh my God, that is,
well, that is almost blasphemy.
All right. Anyway, whatever you want to do with it, do it. But you can win the world famous Phil Henry Show studio microphone that is now being put into mothballs and eventually will be the property of one of you good people. All you have to do is have a backstage pass to be in the running. I want to mention, if I could, the Science of the Funny, which is our roundtable podcast with three or four of the funniest people in comedy, is scheduled to drop. Now, when are we doing the thing, bud?
Yeah, they scheduled it for the Podcast One studio, and you're going to be there. Well, here's the date.
Okay, right. So we're going to be at Podcast One. Is that the 6th? When are we? All right. I shouldn't even be talking, man, because I don't have the information.
Well, there you go again, Phil.
No, not there I go again. Okay, the 2nd and 7 is 9. All right. So we're going to be on the 9th cutting our second one. So the week of the 13th of July is when we drop our first Science of the Funny.
The 13th of July? Phil, you promised people that would drop this week.
I know I did. I'm sorry. I didn't have any idea that, first of all, you know, it was kind of a pilot episode. I didn't know if Podcast One was going to let us produce any more, okay?
And they said yes.
Yes. Now they want to put it on the schedule. So in order to do that, we don't want to drop any until we have our second one in the can. You don't want to just drop one and not even have one recorded. So we will be recording our first one.
Now, why are you recording on the 9th?
Because that's the best date. It gives plenty of people a heads up. We're going to contact the people that we know. We're going to have another fantastic panel of great people.
Who are you in touch with? Tell us who you've been in touch with. We must know. We've got to know.
Well, what is this, man?
Yeah, we must know. We got to know.
Well, who have you been in touch with?
Quit breathing on me.
No, I'm sorry. Who didn't touch with
me? Back off, will you?
How's that breath?
God damn, man. What is that, cigar smoke?
Yeah.
We've been in touch with Horatio Sanz. We've been in touch with Morgan Murphy. We've been in touch with Chris D'Elia. And I can't say those will be the people we'll have, but we're reaching out to a lot of people. I'm not going to say who. We got, you know, we have our friends and our neighbors that we'll be talking to. And, of course, The Science of the Funny is a podcast about comedy, about creating comedy, about the craft, about the mechanics of it, about the life. It's about the training. I don't want to call it behind the scenes because it's more than that.
Well, it is talking to people about the art.
Yes. We talk to comedians, we talk to comic writers, we talk to producers, and we talk to comic actors about the art of what they do. And the first one we finished editing, I love it.
Yeah, now I heard that. Say, here's the thing. Now, I love that guy. What's the guy's name? Kechner?
Yeah, it's David Kechner.
Kechner's. I don't think you should have had more of him.
Yeah, David, you know what? We found that there was 4 guys, might be too many, so maybe 3 will be fine.
No, but I thought it was very good, but I think that guy's a riot.
Yeah, he's funny as hell, a great actor, and Brody Stevens, and Guy Andor Kaiser, and Kurt Branoler, who I butchered his name. Oh, my God.
That poor man, you know, when you have a name like that's why people get Hollywood names. If I were advising Kurt, and he's a funny and talented young man, but the name Branoler, you're tempted to say Branoler, okay? You see?
Yes, Margaret, we see.
Yes.
Usually this one here and that one there would be going...
Mr. Henry said we shouldn't.
Well, then...
Well, okay, then what's the point?
My point is, if I were Kurt Branoler, I would say to Kurt, you know what, I think I changed Kurt Lendell, you know. What you need...
Margaret, every person you know has that Lendell or the Rindell.
Yes, they have names that are excellent names. They're excellent Hollywood names. You want a name that fits on the marquee, number one, and you want a name that flows with... It's got to have that television movie gloss. I would say Kurt's name should be Kurt Brigante, you know?
That's the guy from the movie Carlito's Way. What the hell?
Yeah, that wouldn't...
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Kurt Velvin.
Yeah, that's a great name, Kurt Velvin.
Not like that.
What do you mean, Kurt Velvin? What is that?
What do you mean, Kurt Velvin?
It's a name, all right?
Yeah, but I agree with the general, Kurt Velvin.
It's a luscious Hollywood... Oh, forget it.
Hey, Margaret, your name is Margaret Gray. That's about as old school as it gets.
What? Are you talking to me?
Yes.
You're mocking my name. Margaret Gray is the name, I'll have you know, of what could be a great classical writer, a great classical actress. It could be the name of a great politician or world leader. The name Margaret Gray would be dripping, falling from the lips of a great many people.
Yeah, instead a great many people are falling from your
Well, you filthy... Don't you ever...
But I can't protect you, man.
I'm just kidding! Roll him over. Roll him over and stand him up. You laughing now? A great many people are dripping off of my lips, huh?
And I'm ready to tell you what.
What's that? You're still talking?
Hey, play with me.
Shut up, bud.
What are you doing? Follow me.
Bud, shut up.
Yeah, man. Bud, man, shut up! Baby.
Okay.
Drag him outside. Throw a bucket of water on him.
You got it.
What's with that?
Margaret, I mean, come on, will you?
I barely laid a hand on him.
I thought you wanted to make it sound like you were beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, you messed everything up.
Well, I don't want... We're on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Well, don't start screaming like you're four.
Well, you messed the whole thing up. It was a great effect. People thought you were kicking his ass.
I went through all of that for nothing. And we rehearsed and everything.
I didn't want people to think I'd really kick.
Margaret, I understand. Believe me, we could have said something. You could have done it in a better way than that, going, oh, I didn't really kick his ass.
Well, people, like I said, the line's lighting up.
The lines aren't lighting up. We just light those up for laughs.
Why?
So it looks good on the videocast.
Well, you dirty, cheap punk. You're pulling some dirty, cheap punk tricks? Let me tell you monkeys something. I don't come in here every morning.
Hey, Margaret, I don't like being called a monkey.
Let me tell you monkeys something. I don't come in here every morning with you hotshots just to shoot the breeze, okay? Just to drink the coffee. I'm here to make history. And I come in here and I look at you monkeys, you jokers.
Yeah, I don't like being called a joker or a monkey.
Well, you're both.
All right, we're going to be... Excuse me, we're running out of time. I can tell you that right now. How much time we got, bud?
I got 10 minutes.
All right, great, perfect. It's just enough time for Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay is in upstate New York as we speak. He is there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police from the South Bay, California. He's also there with the simulated... New York State Simulated Police, which is the sort of the Citizens Auxiliary Police of New York State. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Phil. I am here with understudy Bill McMillan. Bill is with the New York State Simulated Police. Bill, how's it looking right now? Jay, it's looking very good. As far as we're concerned, that episode of last week, water under the bridge, what we want to do now is focus all of our energy and all of our manpower on finding this scum before they do any more damage. You are referring to the fact that we were in the parking lot over here at Bozo's with patio supplies, or that you were in the patio over here at I think it was Cobblet Market. Oh, that's right. Well, where is Bozo's party supply? I've never heard of Bozo's party supplies, but I sorry. So and what you're saying, because we got a bad, and I know Mr. Henry wants to talk to me about this, so that's why I have understudy. Bob Rindell with me here right now.
So, understudy Bob Rindell.
That is correct, right.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm with the New York State Simulated Police. This is an affiliated with the Citizens Auxiliary Police in California. Right. So here's what happened, Bill. My name is Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. Here's what happened. We're out here. I had purchased some squirt guns, okay? You know?
It's very hot.
It is. I had purchased some squirt guns. We were having fun. We were taking a break because we've been on it. We've been hitting it. And we're sitting there, and we're sitting there, and we're sitting there, and we're sitting there. I had to grill out. I did some brats, brought out some cherry ice cream, and we started squirting each other and running around, and I don't know, some of the guys took their pants off. It was hot. Now they say at that moment, the two murderers that had come out of the Dannemora prison were walking down the street right near our position. And in point of fact, we're not trying to secrete themselves. Right, they were not trying to secrete themselves because they had heard that you guys were an easy touch, that you were no big thing. And we also got information they thought they might be able to steal into the van and maybe possibly take some of the food or take one of you guys as a hostage. Are you ready for that, Phil? Take one of us a hostage. I can't think of a better way for a man to die and die slow and die painfully than to try to chuckle chump me. You know, well, that's what we thought. And that's when we did contact you, Jay, and we said we thought it might be a chuckle chump.
Now, what is a chuckle chump?
Yeah, I was about to ask that question.
Chuckle chump is when we are taking a break and we may be cooling off with water pistols. We might be playing grab ass. I mean, a lot of people have taken exception to the grab ass. It is a standard Citizens Auxiliary Police relaxation.
Right.
And a lot of times, New York simulated police officers, we've had four New York simulated police officers taken hostage over the last 4 years, chuckle chumped while we were grab assing.
Well, it sounds to me like maybe you guys shouldn't do that anymore.
Say that again? He said it sounds like we shouldn't do it. We are taking that under advisement, Phil. We've done a year-long study on it.
Well, what do you got to do a year-long study on it for, Santos?
Yeah, you know, General, I know what you think about me, okay? I know what you think about me.
This guy, what's the guy's name?
The thing's great. All right, I'll handle it. Yeah. Hey, Gray, this is understudy Bob Kaplan. And
yeah, that's about the third different name you've used. Maybe you're wanted, huh?
Forget it. I'll take the phone. So what did you say, General?
Yeah, that guy's real tough.
I got better things to do, sir. I'm looking for two escaped criminals.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't be the one looking for them, because when they walk by you guys, you're playing grab-ass and squirting squirt pistols down each other's crotches.
Hey, that was not the New York Simulated Police. That was the California guys. We were doing that. We take full responsibility. All right, see you later, Bob. My name's Bill. So, Phil, that's where we are.
No, my friend. You haven't answered any questions yet.
Well, there's nothing more to say.
Oh, yes, there is. There's plenty more to say. You guys were playing grab-ass or whatever you were doing.
I think this grab-ass thing's way overblown. All we're doing is relaxing.
Hey, let Phil ask the questions.
Jay, this is Margaret. I've been listening very carefully. What were you doing? You say you had water pistols?
They say that when they spotted the two suspects, Sweet, I don't know what his guy's name is, Meat and Sweet or something, and
Sweet and Matt, I think. Sweet Meat, right?
Oh, boy, man. I'm glad you said that, not me, because they'd come out of hiding just to find you and tear you in ass.
I wish they would. That'd make my day, my friend.
Oh, yeah, right. Are you kidding me or something?
Will you guys knock it off? So anyway, what, Margaret, your question's a valid question. What were you doing when these guys apparently were spotted near your position?
Well, we were told by this lady that runs Cobblet Market, and I don't like her at all, and I don't think she's being honest. Her name is Janine Gubertino, and she goes, the California Citizens Auxiliary Police guys were squirting each other with squirt pistols and running around grabbing each other's asses. And you'll notice nowhere in that description is there anything about the squirt pistol going down a man's pants.
Well, that's not what we heard, because I spoke to her before we went on the air. I got in contact with some of the people. She said she saw you and two or three other of these so-called sub-commanders trying to pull each other's pants out and squirt pistols.
Well, she didn't say anything to me about it. I went over to her and I said, I want to apologize. Can you be specific or can you be pacific about what you've seen? And she blew me off and was ringing up some groceries or something. I don't know. She had some kid with a boogie board. You know, we're in upstate New York, Phil. Closest thing to the ocean around here is like a lake. And there's a kid with a boogie board? What's that about?
Are you kidding? The kid's, maybe he likes to tie it to his dad's boat and his dad pulls him on it.
Oh, well, I just never see anything like that.
Yeah, you use a boogie board, man. Don't have to be in the ocean.
Hey, Dickman, I know all about oceans, okay? All right.
Hey, I come from California. You come from Pittsburgh, man. There's no ocean there.
Excuse me. Heard of the Atlantic Ocean? Oh, the Atlantic Ocean.
No, the Atlantic Ocean, man. Pittsburgh ain't near the Atlantic Ocean. Pittsburgh's on a river.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing you got around Pittsburgh are rivers.
Yeah, well, guess what? Rivers, are you crazy? Rivers are wet. People go on boats on them. What a couple of idiots. You know something? You guys are idiots. You know that?
No, Jay, you're the idiot, man.
Jay, I would try to defend you, but you are a lustrous, shimmering, almost illustrative ass and a half. You're an idiot with five little stars, with little twinkle stars next to it.
All right, so I don't know. Are you putting me down?
Yeah, that's a put-down.
Oh, woo-hoo! You don't even know that's a put-down, huh?
Now, you know something, General? I know you fought for this country. Okay. Bud, I know your head went through a tree. Okay. Boob? Robert?
My name's Robert, man, not Boob.
All right, I know you're black, and, you know, black people have had a bad time. Okay. Margaret, I know you're a woman. Okay. Mr. Henry, I know you have a small penis. And so...
Very funny.
Well, he got you, didn't he?
Very, very funny.
Oh, Mr. Henry, what a chop.
Yeah, that's a real chop. That's all the time we have.
Well, you're not going to let him get away with that, are you?
I don't care. Jay, you're out there in... he's not even listening, but he will. He'll download the show. You're out there in upstate New York. You're making things worse. You could have captured these guys. When you get back to California, I'm going to tell everybody here, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, don't get the job done. Oh!
Yeah! Woo!
Well, that's the truth. The Citizens Auxiliary Police don't get the job done. And then what are you going to say? You're going to go crying to your mama then? So...
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get the damned... What happened to the... I'm trying to... there it is. I was just trying to get our music ready. All right, so I... I don't know, man. Anything else?
Well, let's see. We mentioned the email list. Be sure to get on the email list. Oh, and by the way, everyone, Amazon.com...
Oh, yeah.
Amazon.com, as you know, is a sponsor of our website. Amazon.com associates have a link on our homepage. It's a sliding banner. Remember that we get a percentage of anything that you buy there on our link. So if, for whatever reason, you need something, we suggest you get it through Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's got great downloads, music downloads and video downloads.
Yeah, absolutely great video. In fact, I got to tell you something about Amazon. I prefer Amazon.
Oh, you were saying this.
Yeah, I do. I prefer Amazon to Netflix because maybe it's because I like documentaries. I like a more substantial list of shit to watch. Dig? So if you...
Here's Phil's going to lay it down for us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's right, man. You know?
All right.
I mean, I want something more substantial than just fucking... Excuse me for saying that.
Now you have to take it back because that's Amazon. They're not going to like that.
I'm sorry I used the F word. I want something more than television shows. I want movies, and I want really, really, really good movies. That means I want classic movies. That means I want Academy Award. I want you know, I want all that art movie. I want those kind of movies, and I want documentaries. Amazon's got all of that, man.
They got TV, too.
Yeah. Amazon's got all of that. That's why I recommend highly on your TV. I would use Amazon. Well, I better not.
Yeah, don't forget, you're on Bill Burr's show, and that's a Netflix show.
Yeah, you got that right.
I mean, Netflix is great, but for the purposes of our website, please use, if you wouldn't mind, I would really appreciate it, please use Amazon.com, because I think at home, when I'm just dialing around and doing my thing, it's cool, baby. It is a cool, cool thing. All right, the world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, right?
Yes, it's executive produced by you, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one.
Now, don't forget, the episode one of The Science of the Funny will be dropping on the week of the 13th, July 13th.
Yeah, tell those guys that.
I will. I'm going to email the guys. I'll email Dave and all the guys and let them know. But, so we're on the schedule, man. So the Science of the Funny will be happening week in, week out. Boy, that's going
to
be a...
Yeah, I hope you got enough people to book, friend. I just hope you do. That's all I've got to say. I hope you do. That's all I've got to say about that. I just hope...
I got it, General. Thank you.